I'm privileged to be talking with Commissioner Strider, who had a very busy night in MetroPro. One of the first things that seemed to be announced was the MetroPro Wrestling Lottery for the TV title.
Yeah, it was a concept that we wanted to come up with. Just kind of giving everybody, we were discussing who should be the number one contender, what match to go with. There was a lot of debate. Nobody could really come to consensus because we have a lot of really talented wrestlers. So we said, well, let's just, you know, I think there was a lottery drawing that was on the TV at the place where we were booking it. So we said, let's do that. Let's just put everybody into a little hat. Let's draw one name. That person gets the shot. So that's how we came about that.
And in this case, it actually happened to be Brett Young, a man we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, well, Brett's a hell of a competitor, and I think everybody certainly in the Kansas City wrestling scene that has been around for a while knows Brett Young. They know how tough he was. We put every wrestler, whether they were currently active with us or not, into it, just part of the alum, and his name got drawn. And I was, you know, Brett's an interesting guy, and it's great to have him back.
Now, a little bit later, we saw Domino Rivera come out because I guess there was some punishment for when he was in the intergender match slamming Stacey O'Brien, and he wanted to face you, Commissioner Strider, to take over your commissioner role if he beat you.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Murphy said it just wouldn't make sense for you to be commissioner and wrestling.
That's right.
So we saw Midnight Strider come out. And is he like your twin brother? He looked a lot like you.
Well, you know, you can't tell with that mask on. That's the thing. You know, no idea, you know, with that mask under on. But Midnight Strider is a very close relative of mine. We do share a lot of the great Strider genetics. That, you know, that look, that charisma, that charm, that fighting spirit is there with him as well as me. And Matt Murphy was right. We anticipated Domino trying to do something crazy like that. But it's a conflict of interest for me to be the commissioner and to be an active competitor. You know, we don't do that here at MetroPro. So that was the scenario that I came up with. I was confident in Midnight Rider's ability to win the match. Yeah, I actually went out and got a cup of coffee from the convenience store down the street while that match was happening, so I didn't even know the results until I came back, but I was very happy with him. And now Donald Rivera is the administrative assistant for Metro Pro Wrestling.
And we've seen him doing a little bit of work. In fact, I see him working right now.
Mm-hmm.
He is helping to take down the ring. We saw him come out and sweep, but he didn't do a very good job sweeping up. There was some mess that was made later on, a lot of paper and stuff. He never did sweep it up.
Yeah, well, Domino Rivera's lived sort of a pampered life, even though he tries to portray that he hasn't. And manual labor's never been anything that he's really put his time and effort into, but it's a vital part of the life here at Metro Pro Wrestling. He is a vital member of our team, and we're glad to have him here.
Also about the Kansas State title.
Yep.
That got stripped of Tony Morales. I guess he just refused to compete. Maybe he felt like he was getting ready to lose or something.
Yeah, here's the thing, man. You have travel. You know, the athletes at Metro Pro travel from all over the country. And because we want only the best competitors. He had a long way to travel. Last time he had travel problems, so he said, I can forgive that. That happens. But to have it twice in a row, unacceptable. Unacceptable. You're a champion. You get here. You know when you're going and what you're doing. So we had no choice but to strip him of the title.
And that ended up being Tyler Cook, who got his title match, which we knew, mm-hmm. against a ended up being a mystery opponent, which was Michael Berry. Tyler Cook prevailed.
Yeah, Michael Berry stepped up to the plate. We met and were trying to figure out what to do, who to put him up against. Went to Michael. I said, you want the shot? He says, I'll take the shot. He stepped up. But man, Tyler Cook, what a talent. And he's been after that for a long time, and I'm happy for him. Tyler's my buddy. I'm happy for him.
And now finally, and this one, I don't know, might be hard for you to discuss, the triple threat match for the TV title didn't end up being much of a triple threat match. It ended up being more Bull and Trevor versus Derek. And after the disqualification, you came out and told Bull and Trevor no more title shots. And then out of nowhere, Derek attacked you.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, everybody knows mine and Derek Stone's history. We've been friends for years. We started basically around the same time, and have always been friends. Lived in the same town. Would go out all the time with our girlfriends or wives or whoever we had at the time. And we went down the road so many. I mean, I just think what would our buddy Mason Hunter, what would he think about that? I mean, I don't know what to tell him about that. What the ramifications of it? And maybe he's mad. Maybe I did overstep my bounds. I'm not perfect. Maybe when I thought making that three-way dance was something that would be cool, maybe it pissed him off, and maybe it should have. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he felt like he was set up. I haven't talked to Derek. I don't know where he is. But I'm going to find out, and I'm going to find out at the next show.
Well, Commissioner Strider, thank you very much for your time. I know you're a very busy man.
Thank you, Rick.
And we'll see you next time.
Okay.